All right. Good morning. How is everyone? Yeah. Better yet, happy Easter.
早安，复活节快乐。
And I love the Easter time.
我喜欢这个复活节这个时间。
What's great about Easter, unlike other holidays, is Christians all around the world celebrate together.
So, 不光是这复活节，这其他的一些这个其他的一些基督教的节日，大家。全体的基督徒一起在庆祝。
And so I'm excited for all that God has planned for us today.
非常激动，今天神为我们所预备的。
And thank you, worship team, already for leading worship. So that was a huge blessing to me. I appreciate it.
感谢敬拜团带我们唱的这些敬拜诗歌。
And today we have a lot of just blessings in store. We're going to be looking at the resurrection in Matthew chapter 28.
今天我们会看主耶稣的复活，我们会注重在马太福音二十八章。
And also, we have the privilege to get to watch two of the youth be baptized this morning.
而且今天早上我们尤其感恩，我们可以看到两位年轻人受洗。
I'm excited about that myself.
为他们的受洗献上感恩。
And then we'll also get to together partake of the Lord's Supper at the end of the service.
而且我们今天会一起领圣餐。
This morning, our text is going to be Matthew chapter 28.
今天我们的经文是马太福音第二十八章。
What we're going to do is we're going to read the text and then we'll have a word of prayer.
下面我们一起来读经文，然后我们来祷告。
I was going to read the whole chapter, but let's go ahead and just read the first 10 verses.
今天我们先读前十节。
And for sake of time, I'll go ahead and read in English, and then if you would follow along in whichever language you prefer.
为了节省时间，牧师会用英文来读，大家可以用中文或者是英文跟随来读。
Let's start. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 says this. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it.His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guard. But the angel said to the woman, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. Verse 8.So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, Greetings. And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. Let's go ahead and pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord God, we just thank you so much for this Easter morning.
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你，感谢你在这个复活节的早晨。
Lord, we thank you that you would come here to us.
感谢你来到我们中间。
That even while we were sinners, you died for us.
为我们的罪而死。
But not only that, Lord, we get to celebrate that you didn't stay dead, but you're alive.
我们今天在一起来庆祝庆祝你已经复活。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we worship you, Lord, for the salvation that you freely offered to us.
我们感谢你，赞美你，我们敬拜你，感谢你给我们的救恩。
Lord, we ask that you would be with us as we look at your word this morning.
神啊，求你与我们同在，今天在我们一起学习你的话语。
We ask all this in Jesus' name, amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告， amen.
All right. I think one thing that we can all relate to and agree on is that all of us like good news, right?
我们大家都喜欢好消息。
We all look for good news. We long for good news.
我们盼望听到好消息，我们寻找好消息。
And we're like on extra alert to hear some good news.
我们经常会就是非常的非常注意寻求新好的消息。
We can all agree that we're excited when there is some good news to hear.
我们大家都会同意，我们听到好消息的时候都非常的激动。
Especially when we think about maybe, especially over the last several months, all the bad news and the negative news we've heard.
尤其是在过去的几个月中，我们听到都是负面的，非常让人消极的信息。
So often we get bombarded with this negative and bad news that we're just longing for something good.
我们在被那些负面的消息真是淹没，我们心里非常渴望听到好的消息。
It doesn't take very long to like to turn on the news or look on your social media to see like a plethora of bad news.
我们真是这些坏的消息无处不在，负面的消息开上开电视或者看到各种各样的媒体，看到各种各样的坏消息。
So when there's that headline of something that's good, it like perks our attention pretty quick.
所以有一个假如有一个那种标题说有一个好的消息，会很快的抓住我们的注意力。
And all of us appreciate good news, whether that's, hey, I just found out I got a new job.
我们每个人都喜欢好消息，也许这个好消息是得到了一个新的工作。
Or I got the promotion that I was hoping for, or I finally...
获得升迁。
I finally graduated from the program that I felt like would never end.
或者是终于是从那个真是花了很长时间，觉得永远不能毕业的那些那个专业终于毕业了。
Or the birth of a child, you know, the list goes on.
或者说一个新生的婴儿。
And there's some news that is so great that it's worth celebrating.
那有些消息是真是非常非常的好，所以值得大家来庆祝。
You know, there's some news we hear and we rejoice maybe privately, but there's others that we're ready to just call everyone.
有的时候我们听到一些好消息，让我们非常激动，我们互相告诉朋友。
And this is the news that we have on Easter morning.
今天这个消息就是在复活节的早晨的消息。
This is news that is worth celebrating.
这是值得我们大家庆祝的消息。
This is news that's worth calling everyone we know about.
这个消息值得我们彼此的打电话，彼此告诉。
Is on Easter we celebrate an extraordinary event.
因为在复活节，我们庆祝一件非常伟大的一件事情。
A true historical event that's only taken place once.
而且是真正的一个历史事件，只在历史上发生过一次。
It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣的复活。
How Jesus came to offer us salvation.
耶稣来给我们来救恩。
He came and he lived the perfect sinless life that we could never live.
他在世上的时候过了一个完美的生活，这个生活是我们每一个人做不到的。
He died the death that we deserve to die.
他在十字架上死于那个残忍的我们应该配死的那种罪行。
Praise the Lord, he didn't stay dead, but he rose from the dead and he offers us salvation.
感谢神，他没有说是在死里边就永远过去，而是说他从死里复活，给了我们重生的希望。
Let's look back at our text this morning in Matthew chapter 28.
让我们看我们今天的经文，马太福音28章。
Let's once again read the resurrection of Jesus.
我们一起来读耶稣的复活。
This great news that we have to celebrate here 2,000 years later.
我们今天在2000年之后在庆祝这个真伟大的消息。
You see, as we get into Matthew 28, we'll mention how there's two women, Mary Magdalene and another Mary, who are coming to the tomb to show their respects.
这个在第28章讲到两个叫玛利亚的女人，一个马大拉的玛利亚和另外一个玛利亚。
And if you think about it, this wasn't a happy time for them.
大家可以想象一下，这对他们来讲不是一个非常快乐的时候。
This just a few days before this, Jesus, their beloved Savior, has died on was savagely killed on a cross.
这是在他们的真是深爱的耶稣基督在十字架上惨死的之后的几天。
This one who had come and had found them and offered them forgiveness and healing and salvation is now gone.
那一位来到他们这里边，安慰他们，告诉他们饶恕他们的罪，给他们救，给他们医治疾病的这位主。
This wasn't,
现在已经死去了。
This wasn't good news. This was the ultimate bad news.
这不是一个好消息，这是他们听到的是非常悲哀的一个消息。
And Jesus had told his followers that he would rise from the dead, but for some reason it didn't click with them.
耶稣曾经告诉他的跟随者跟着使徒们讲说他会复活，但是这个消息好像没有在他们脑子里边能够留下印记。
So as we read this, if you can picture these women who are going to the tomb, they weren't.Going with this expectation that Jesus was gone.
所以是他们这两个女人到这个墓地的时候，他们心里边的想是耶稣已经故去了。
I imagine they were going with sadness.
想象他们去的时候，心里面充满了悲哀。
And loneliness and confusion and grief.
孤独和那种混乱和那种心里莫大的那种哀痛。
But it doesn't stay that way.
但是这里边没有这样讲。
Let's look at verse 1 again.
我们一起来看经文。
It says, Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb.
安息日将近七日的头一日， 天快亮的时候，马大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。
And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it.
忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。
His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow, and for fear of him the guards trembled and became like dead men.
他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪，看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
So if you can imagine, you see these women, they're walking, and on their way, there's like an earthquake.
我们可以想象，这两个女人在走到快到坟墓的时候，忽然有个大地震。
There's an angel, and it says his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow.
所以我们看到一位天使，他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。
And the tomb was guarded by a professional trained Roman guards.
当时那个坟墓是由那些专业的罗马士兵来看守。
These were tough, fierce guys, we assume.
所以这些是非常的困难的那些。
But here in verse 4, it says that after the angel came and rolled the stone away, it says, and for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men.
所以这里经文讲到，当天使来把石头滚开，坐在上面，看守的人就吓得浑身乱颤。
These guys were deathly afraid.
这些人是真是从心里边害怕。
When it says dead men, I don't know, maybe they passed out or they were just speechless.
这像害怕的像死人一样，这里面讲的是可能他们真是目瞪口呆，一句话也说不出来。
But these guys were terrified by what they had just witnessed.
这些士兵们真是被他们所看到这一切吓得魂飞魄散。
So if they were terrified, you could imagine maybe these women would also be.Pretty afraid.
我们可以想象，这些士兵都吓成这样，那么这两个女人可能也吓得也是有一些害怕。
But we see right away the angels calm their fears.
但是我们下一步看到，天使安慰这两个女人。
In verse 5 it says this, But the angel said to the woman, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified.
在第五节我们看到天使对妇女讲，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
He recognizes their fears and he calms their fears.
天使看到这些妇女的心里边的惧怕，他安慰他们。
He acknowledges why they came.
他知道他们为什么来。
Says, For I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified.
他讲说，我知道你们是在寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
But look at this amazing declaration he makes to them.
但是我们一起来看，这个真是他做的这个伟大这个声明。
Here this first Easter morning over 2,000 years ago.
那么这是在2000年前在这个复活节的主日。
It's in verse 6 says this, He is not here, for he has risen as he said.
第六节讲到他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。
Don't be afraid. I know you're seeking Jesus, but he's not here. He's gone.
天使讲到说，你们不要害怕，知道你们是在找耶稣，但是他不在这儿，他已经复活了。
Here, right here, in just these few simple words, he has declared the greatest news ever.
就因为这样简单的几句话，天使是向世上宣布这个最伟大的一个消息。
He's declared that Jesus is alive.
他宣告耶稣已经复活。
And the resurrection of Christ changes everything.
这个耶稣的复活是所有的一切的根基。
You know, it was a beautiful act of love for Jesus to die on a cross for us.
那么耶稣在十字架上因为对我们的爱为我们的罪而死。
But if Christ would have just died, it would have been just and not rose from the dead, it would have been just a nice gesture.
所以如果是说耶稣只是说是死了没有复活，那么他也就是说他是一个伟大的故事，一个伟大的一个事迹而已。
If he wouldn't have rose from the dead, his teachings would have been some of the best moral and ethical teachings you could have heard.
如果是耶稣没有复活，他还是就是说死在十字架上，那就是终结的话，那么他的所有的这些教导也可能就是像其他这些伟大的教导一样。
But the resurrection changed everything.
但是复活让一切都改变了。
Because the resurrection proved that Jesus is God.
因为复活证明耶稣是主。
It proved that Jesus told the truth.
也证明了耶稣所说的都是事实。
It proved that his word was true.
也是证明了他说过的话都是真理。
His resurrection proved that he had the power to defeat sin and death.
他的复活证明他有这个战胜死亡的能力。
And it proved that he had the power to forgive sin.
也证明他有这个大能，能够饶恕罪。
And it proved that he had the power to save and give eternal life.
也证明他有这个大能，能够救赎，能够给永生。
And because Jesus resurrected from the dead, we have a promise as his children that we too will one day resurrect with him.
因为耶稣基督的复活，作为他的子女，这他的儿女，我们知道有一天我们也会复活。
This is the greatest news we're celebrating.
这就是我们所要庆祝的最伟大的这个消息。
Because of the resurrection, you can now have peace with God.
因为主耶稣的复活，现在我们能够和神有平安，有和好。
Apart from God, the Bible says that we are enemies with him. And in Romans 8, it says that we can't even please God because of our sins.
圣经里面告诉我们，我们是神的敌人，因为我们的罪，我们不可能是与神和好。
But now through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we can have peace with him. We can be reconciled back to God.
因为主耶稣的复活，我们可以与神重新和好，我们可以和神重新能够在一起。
You can be saved. You can be transformed.
你可以被救赎，你可以被改变。
Because Jesus resurrected, we have a living hope.
因为耶稣的复活，我们有一个这个永活的希望。
When we look at hope in the Bible, it's not what we always often think of hope, just like this wishful thinking.
我们看耶稣在圣经里面记载的这种希望，不是说我们通常所想的，我们希望得到的那些希望。
But a hope in Christ's promises is a certainty.
那么在耶稣基督里面的希望是那个对于这个确定这种确据的这个对希望这个确据。
So this morning, all mornings, but specifically this morning as we think about it, we have much to celebrate.
所以在每一天尤其是在今天，我们真是我们要庆祝这个伟大的复活节。
So how should we respond to the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
那么我们怎样回应主耶稣的复活呢？
I want us to look at the words of the angels to these women this Easter morning.
我们看一下这个天使对这两个女人在复活节早上说的话。
I want to look at their his instructions to them and apply those to our life.
我们来看天使给这两位女人给他们的指示，我们看怎样来应用这些在我们的生活中。
As we consider, how do I respond to this good news?
让我们再考虑怎么样去回应这个伟大的消息。
We're going to look at four words specifically. We'll group them into groups of two for sake of time.
我们注意在四个词，那么看到这两组词。
First two words we're going to look at this morning is come and see.
那么这同样前面这两个词是来看。
Let's look at verse 6 again.
我们看第六章，第六节。
The angel says to the woman, he says, he is not here, for he has risen, as he said, come see the place where he lay.
我们看第六节说到，天使讲到，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了，你们来看安放主的地方。
He didn't just calm their fears, and he didn't just declare the greatest news, he invited them to come inspect.
天使没有说只是说安慰他们，让那个消除他们心里边的不安，而是说让他们来看。
He didn't say, just take my word for it. He said, come look.
天使说不是说就信我的话而已，你们过来自己来看。
You know, this morning we can't jump in a time machine and go back 2,000 years and look in the tomb.
我们今天早上不可能说是做一个时间机器回到2000年前去看耶稣的坟墓。
Because of the resurrection, through the gospel of Jesus Christ, Jesus offers us an invitation to come to him.
因为这个神的福音，因为主耶稣为我们罪而死，主耶稣给我们发出这个邀请。
He's inviting us to come to himself.
他邀请我们来到他自己的面前。
Through the gospel, he's inviting us to come to the one who can save us.
他通过这个福音邀请我们来到这一位救赎主的面前。
He invites us to come to the one who can give eternal life.
他邀请我们来到这位能够给永生的主的面前。
He says, come to the one who can give you new life.
来到这个主，来到能给你新生命的这个主的面前。
In the Bible, he invites us to come to the one who can give us rest.
圣经邀请我们来到这位能够给安息的主面前。
Let's come to the one who was dead but now lives.
圣经邀请我们来到这位曾经死去又复活的主的面前。
Come to the risen Savior. Come to Jesus Christ.
让我们来到这位复活的主面前，来到主耶稣的面前。
Let's come and see that Jesus isn't dead.
这里面讲到来 看耶稣，耶稣已经复活。
We serve a risen Savior.
他是一个真正的一个救赎主。
Unlike every other religious leader, our so-called God, who people followed,
不像其他的宗教里的那些宗教的领袖讲到的那些。
So let you in on a little secret, when they died, they stayed dead.
那些人呢，那些其他宗教的一些领袖所谓的他们称为的主，他们死了以后也就是永死在那里。
But if we could go back in time and look in that tomb, we would see that Jesus isn't there.
如果我们能够回到2000年前，我们亲自去看那个坟墓，我们知道主已经不在那里。
If we were able to look into the tomb and to see, we would see that Jesus did die.
我们可能是在那之前，可能我们会去看，可能知道主耶稣可能是真的是死了。
We would be reminded why he died for our sins.
我们会被提醒他为什么死，为我们的罪而死。
We would be reminded that we need a savior.
我们会被提醒我们需要一位救赎的主。
Also, we'd be reminded that Jesus isn't there, he's alive.
我们会被提醒主耶稣已经不在那里，他已经复活了。
And that because Jesus lives, we too can live.
因为耶稣的复活，我们将来某一天也会，将来有一天我们也会复活。
All those who accept him will spend eternity with him.
那些接受主耶稣当为救主的人，那么会与他在永远里边能够和他同在。
And just as the angel invited these women to come and see, the gospel is an invitation for us to come and see the salvation that God has offered to us.
就像天使邀请这两位妇女来看，主耶稣已经复活不在那里，圣经要求我们也来看，看到神这个主耶稣的救恩，他已经复活。
But the gospel requires a response.
那么这个里边福音要求我们有一个回应。
There's only two possible responses to the gospel.
那么对于福音的回应只有两种。
To the good news of Jesus Christ.
对于这个主耶稣的这个福音好消息的回应只有两种。
There's one, we can reject him.
第一，我们可以拒绝。
We can receive him.
另外一个呢，就是我们可以接受。
Many have rejected Jesus.
很多人拒绝了耶稣基督。
We won't take the time to read it, but if you look in Matthew 28, verses 10 to 15, you'll see an example of that.
我们知道这很多人拒绝了耶稣，继续在马太福音的后面的15章我们知道很多人，有些人就拒绝了他。
You see in those verses that the soldiers who were the eyewitness to this, they were bribed to deny Jesus.
我们看到记载这里边的一个例子，这些兵丁他们当时是所有这个事件的见证人，但是他们被贿赂，拒绝接受了这个耶稣的复活。
So will we reject him or will we receive him?
所以我们可以说或者是拒绝他或者是接受他。
And if you're here this morning, either in person or online here on this Easter morning, and you don't know Christ as your Savior,I want to encourage you to accept Jesus this morning.
如果今天你们在这里边，你们不知道耶稣基督是一个救赎主，那么我诚挚的邀请你接受他作为你的救主。
Jesus says he will accept all those who believe.
耶稣说他会接受我们所有相信他的。
This news of his resurrection is an invitation to you to receive him.
这个耶稣主耶稣复活是一个对你来说是一个邀请接受他。
It's because of your sins you are broken and separated from him, but you don't have to stay that way.
因为你的罪是和神永远的分隔，但是你不需要永远在这种状态下。
In Romans 6:23 it says, but the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
在罗马书讲到是罪的工价是死，但是你接受主耶稣之后，那么你就和主耶稣有主耶稣永活的生命。
Through his death, burial, and resurrection, he has offered us salvation.
他是我们就是主耶稣的死而复活，给我们这个最大的这个救赎。
And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior today, I encourage you to consider.
如果你不知道主耶稣基督是一个救主，今天我是邀请你来考虑。
In Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 it says,If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
罗马书十章九节讲到，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
A few verses down in chapter 10 of Romans, in verse 13, it says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
罗马书十章十三节讲到，因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。
Reminded you of John 3:16, verses that are familiar. Maybe many of us have memorized.
约翰福音三章十六节，我们大家很熟悉的一段经文。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We often leave the next verse out, but in verse 17 it says, But God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved.
17节，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是叫世人因他得救。
This is what Easter is about.
这就是真正的复活节的信息。
Jesus is offering you salvation.
耶稣给我们了救赎。
In Luke chapter 19, it says that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost.
在路加福音讲到耶稣来是要救赎
这些
失丧的灵魂。
That was his mission.
这是他的大使命。
He wants to save you if you're not saved.
他要救你。
He is the way of salvation. In John 14:6, it says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
耶稣是通向救赎永生的唯一的道路。在约翰福音14:6讲到耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。
And why would we want to trust in anything else other than the risen Savior?
那么我们为什么还要相信我们需要相信别的任何呢我们只要相信主耶稣基督。
So he invites us to come to him.
他邀请我们来到他的面前。
And to receive him.
来接受他。
And maybe you're already a Christian this morning and you're like, this is old news, I got this.
所以对我们基督徒来讲今天早上这就是我们最好的这个消息。
But are you living your life in the reality of the resurrection of Christ?
那么你过这个生命是在这个主耶稣复活的这个现实里边吗
?Are you living as a new creation?
你是作为一个新的生命来过这个生活吗
?Are you living to follow and worship the one who has saved you?
你是在活着来敬拜这一位用他的生命来救你的主吗
?The resurrection of Christ should compel us to worship him and to radically obey him.
这里边讲到我们要敬拜他我们要遵守神的话。
To follow him with our lives.
我们要跟随主耶稣一生来跟随他。
Maybe you're a Christian today and you're kind of discouraged. Maybe life has been difficult, it's been hard.
那作为我们可能这段时间经历我们知道生活中是很艰苦。
And you know that you're saved. You know that Christ has forgiven you.
我们知道你知道你已经被救赎你知道主耶稣住在你的心里边。
Would you live with the hope of the promise of that Christ will resurrect you one day?
你心里边会不会有这个信心这个确据有一天主耶稣会把你从死里来复活你会复活。
Would you be reminded on this Easter morning and every other morning that Christ loves you?
你会不会在每一个主日在这个复活节的主日被提醒主耶稣爱你
So come and see.
所以来看。
Come to the God is inviting you. He has given you an invitation to come to him.
神已经给发出邀请邀请你来到他的面前。
Next two words I want to look at, and this is what we'll look at in closing, is go and tell.
那么下一个我们看到的一对词语就是去来讲述。
Go and tell. In verse 7, it says this. Let's start it back in verse 6, and we'll read 6 and 7. It says, He is not here, for he has risen, as he said, Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you.
所以我们看第六节、第七节连起来看，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活，你们来看安放主的地方。第七节讲到快去告诉他的门徒说他从死里复活了并且在你们已先往加利利去在那里你们要见他看他我已经告诉你们了。
He's telling these women who have just, that have just witnessed the empty tomb.
他告诉这两个女人刚看到这个空的坟墓。
He's physically telling them to go and tell.
他这里边告诉他说你们赶快去告诉。
And not just like,You know, mostly that way or walk slow. He says, go quickly. This is a run. Go on a dead sprint.
他这里面不是说就是说是他这边有个紧迫感是告诉你们快去告诉他们。
He says, go and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead.
快去告诉他的门徒他已经从死里复活了。
And as his followers, he has told us to go and share the good news of the resurrection.
作为他的跟随者，他已经告诉我们去分享他已经复活的这个好消息。
As those who have received the good news of Christ, we have the greatest news to celebrate.
作为我们这些接受他已经复活这个好消息的人，我们真是有一个非常这个伟大的这个消息，伟大的这个信息来庆祝。
We possess such great news, but what are we doing with it?
我们知道这么伟大的一个消息，一个信息，我们该怎样去做呢？
Can I encourage us this Easter morning that we share that good news with the world around us?
说这主耶稣邀请我们是和全世界来分享这个伟大的信息。
We're ready and eager to share the good news that takes place in our life.
我们非常愿意分享我们生命中就发生的好的消息。
When something good happens to us, right, we're ready to share with somebody, call somebody, text somebody, update our social media.
当我们生命中出现什么好的事情的时候，我们迫不及待地跟我们的朋友、好友和我们在跟所有的人能够分享。
What is greater than the gospel of Jesus Christ?
那么还有哪一个消息比这个神的福音更
What is more needed than the gospel?
所以哪一个更还有比这个福音更伟大的信息呢？
The only real hope for our world is Jesus.
真正对这个世界我们唯一的希望是主耶稣。
So are we going to go quickly and to tell those around?
所以我们要去非常快的去赶快去分享这个伟大的
Not just the angel says, but we see that Jesus at the end of Matthew 28 gives us a command.
所以耶稣给我们这个大使命。
It's the Great Commission.
是在十八节耶稣给我们这个大使命。
Kind of fast forward real quick, we see that Jesus rose from the dead.
我们知道耶稣基督已经从死里复活。
And he spent about 40 days where he declared, he showed himself to his disciples and over 500 eyewitnesses.
他在40天，在复活之后的40天内，他向500多人显现，和他的使徒们在一起。
And here in Matthew chapter 28, just right before he is going to ascend back to heaven, he gives a commission to his followers.
在28章，马太福音28章记载到，在他回天家之前，他赐下这个伟大的这个使命。
Verse 18, 19, and 20 says this, And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
18节到20节。耶稣近前来对他们说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
Jesus commands us to not hold this good news to ourselves but to share it with the world
耶稣告诉我们不是说是把这个好消息就存在自己心里而是说你们去分享这个伟大的信息
To go to our family and our friends and our neighbors and our co-workers.
那么去给家人、给同事、跟你所有接触的人，跟他们分享这个伟大的消息。
You know, the greatest way that we could celebrate Jesus' resurrection today is to tell someone.
那么我们今天能够最好的能够庆祝耶稣基督复活的这个好消息，就是向人全宣讲这个好消息。
As Christians, the greatest way that we could tell Jesus thank you today is by sharing him with someone else.
作为基督徒，我们今天能够回应主耶稣基督说谢谢你的这个谢谢你的救恩的，那么最好的方法就是和人分享。
This morning, will you come and see what Christ has offered you?
今天你们来看到主耶稣给你提供的。
If you're not sure where you'll spend eternity, would you consider Christ today?
如果你不知道你的世界终了，你会是怎样的境况？我非常鼓励你接受主耶稣基督。
Before you leave here either in person or online, would you reach out to one of us, myself or Pastor Dennis or many of us in here? We'd love to share with you how you can know.
那今天在你离开之前，你可以联系我，联系 Pastor Dennis 和 Dennis 牧师和其他的所有人。我们愿意和你分享这个好消息。
You are a Christian. Are you living in light of Christ's resurrection?
如果你已经是基督徒，那么你过每天的日子，是不是遵循神的教导？
If so, would you share him with someone this week?
如果是这样的话，你可不可以在这星期和某一个人去分享这个福音？
Maybe even before you leave this morning, would you just pray for one person this week?
今天在离开之前，你可以为一个人来祷告。
Sometimes we get overwhelmed of the need of those who need Jesus.
我们有的时候生命中被各种事情缠累，我们忘记了还有很多人需要主耶稣基督。
But this week, would you just commit to praying for one person?
那么这星期你可不可以就是立定信心去为一个人祷告？
And as you pray for them, to commit to intentionally trying to reach out to that one person.
如果在你祷告的时候，那么真是做出非常注定的那个努力去联系这个人。
Here on Easter Sunday, we have much to celebrate.
今天在复活节的主日，我们有很多来庆祝的事。
Let's lean into the gospel of Jesus Christ.
让我们真是紧紧抓住主的福音。
Let's thank him for his salvation.
感谢主给我们的救恩。
Let's rejoice and worship him for what he's done.
我们来庆祝，真是欢欣喜乐的来庆祝，知道他对我们做的一切。
Let's share the hope that we have on this Easter morning with a world that is so hopeless.
我们与世界分享这个伟大的福音。
And the resurrection changes everything.
复活改变了一切。
In just a few moments, we're going to witness baptism.
那么过一段时间，我们会来有两位青少年要受洗。
We get to witness the change that Christ makes in others' lives.
我们来见证他们耶稣基督在他们生命中的作用。
Baptism is a picture of what Christ has done for us and a picture of the new life that we have in him.
受洗呢是一个代表主耶稣为我们所做的一切的一个很好的一个图画。
So here I'm going to pray, but after I'm done praying, then we'll get ready for baptism. And I believe the worship team will be leading some worship. But
下面我们来祷告，祷告之后呢，然后我们会有敬礼。敬礼之后呢，会有我们的敬拜团来带领。
I encourage you though, during that transition time, would you spend time with the Lord, however He's working in your heart?
那么在这段就是在准备这个敬礼这段时间，我鼓励你在心里边默想，想神在你生命中的作为。
Let's celebrate Jesus today.
让我们来庆祝主耶稣。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
For your salvation.
感谢你的救恩。
Thank you, Lord, for dying for us.
感谢主，你为我们而死。
Lord, we thank you for your resurrection.
我们感谢你的复活。
Lord, we thank you that you are God.
我们感谢你，感谢你是那位主。
That you have the power over sin and death. You have the power to save.
你有真是战胜死亡，战胜罪的大能。你有给救恩的大能。
Lord, if there's anyone here today that they don't know you as their Savior, Father, would you make today the day that they accept you?
主啊，还有那些没有认识你的人，那么今天主求你真是让他们接受你，成为他们生命的救主。
Lord, what a great day that today would be to celebrate your resurrection with the new life of someone else.
主啊，真是今天如果有一个新的生命能够接受你，那将是真是。我们庆祝你复活的一个多么伟大的一件事情。
Lord, for those of us who you already have shown your love and grace to, and you've saved us.
主啊，对那些我们这些已经知道你，已经接受你在我们生命中的人。
Lord, help us not to lose the awe and wonder of your death and your resurrection.
主啊，帮助我们不要忘记真实我们在你的生看到你的生命，你的为我们的罪而死而复活和救恩的大能的那对我们那份敬畏。
But would you help us to live as the new creation that you've made us to be?
请帮助我们能够活出你给我们这个新的生命。
Lord, would you give us courage and boldness this week to share this good news with someone?
主啊，给我们这个信心和这个勇气，在这一星期可以和某一个人去分享这个福音。
But we ask all this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen。